Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you don't know what you're listening to, you really haven't been paying attention and you need to get with it because, hey, everyone that listens knows what we're doing. Muskoka Unlimited, it's Chris. Today, I have a very special guest, one of my best friends that I know around and one of the super amazing people in our community in Huntsville and Muskoka as a whole, David Kaplan. Before I welcome him, I want to introduce him a little bit. David's been about 15 years in the Huntsville Soccer Club board as various roles, including the president for the last four or five. He's the vice president of the Huronia District Soccer Association, which is a huge role, which runs the whole district that includes Bracebridge, Huntsville, Barry, Aurelia, Collingwood, et cetera, et cetera. And he's also been on the Mary Lake Association board before as the president. He used to sit on that. And he is also currently working on an economic development working group with the town. And he's also a father of three, husband of one, very lovely lady, Samantha. And he's here. And we're here not to talk about all that other stuff. I don't care what you want to hear about. We're here to talk about the Huntsville Soccer Club, soccer in our community, and what's going on with there. So welcome, Dave.
Oh, thanks very much, Chris. You are too kind.
That might have been the longest intro I have ever done in my life on this show.
It's the longest intro I've ever had.
That was like a boxing intro. I should have done your height and weight.
I kind of feel like Daenerys Targaryen.
Nice. Father of dragons. Anyways, so we're talking about soccer. And it's timely because upcoming is the Huntsville Soccer Club AGM. I will, you know, full disclosure, I am on the Soccer Club Executive Committee or Board of Directors, whatever you want to call it. We're a not-for-profit group in our community. If you haven't heard of us, again, get with it, people. So, David, what's going on with the Soccer Club right now? The AGM's coming up. What do we got on the go there?
Hey, well, so our AGM is on October 1st. Mm-hmm. This year's AGM is going to be quite a bit different than past years. Obviously, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so the club's chosen to take it online this year. So we'll be sending out details to our membership, and everyone's welcome to join. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of peculiar planning that we have to work on because we've never done one virtually, so it's going to be quite a bit different than our normal shindig.
Nice. And it should be interesting. We do have, I should mention, Dave is the outgoing president. So he's stepping down from his role this year, not because he's leaving us midterm or anything. His term is over and he's put a lot of time into the community on top of being on the board as a coach and whatnot. And we're sad to see him go. I will do a big thank you later for the whole community here. But we have a few roles up for grabs. So we have the president. We have the, I'm trying to look at all the roles as we're chatting. We have a secretary and our minor soccer director may or may not be up for grabs, but it is a vote will happen this year. Our rep coordinator, there are people standing for that, and our head club referee. And there are people returning to stand into those roles. So there will be two or three empty roles. The adult coordinator role is also up for grabs. And a few other roles where people are stepping into and stepping away from. And you know, Dave, tell me a little bit about what it's like being on the board and why it's so important to the community.
So being on a non-for-profit volunteer board is quite interesting because you have so much responsibility to the membership. You know, we're trying to run a program that our community wants, and we need to always keep in mind the desires of our soccer community. So it's very rewarding, especially if you're big into soccer. There's a lot of soccer to be had in the community. We are very lucky that we're so blessed with so many players in our area, from both kids and adults. So it's quite rewarding to work with a dedicated group of volunteers that have been doing this for a while.
So. Nice. And so for someone who's like, oh, you know, I'm not that into soccer. My kids play, but I'm not a big soccer person. Is there room for people like that on the board?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had people that have never played soccer be on our board before. And, you know, their kids might be in it. Sometimes not in all cases, but, you know, they just want to give back to the community. Running a soccer club is, you know, a little bit like running a little bit of a business. So, you know, there's expenses, there's, you know, revenue. You got to look at all that things, make sure you're making right decisions, you know, buying equipment, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just the, you know, the day-to-day management, you know, like, for example, the secretary is a position that's available. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know anything about soccer or business or anything. You know, we need somebody who's studious, organized, and you know, can take great notes and help organize and keep everybody on track. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to know anything about soccer, but if you're, you know, in that position and you'd like to help out with the community, it'd be great, you know.
Nice. And that's a great point that you made about how, you know, as a secretary, you don't have to have any soccer knowledge. You just have to be an organized person willing to give a bit of time to volunteer with us. And it's not actually, that role is a lot less time than some of the other roles we have.
Yep.
But it's a valuable role and it's important. It's something that's needed. And there's lots of other roles like that. We need an equipment manager to keep up on things. That role's open. We could use a communications coordinator because that hat gets taken by the person who already wears lots of other hats. I'm not going to name names.
Chris.
whose voice you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of roles that really is just giving back. If you're a younger person and you need some community hours, you could take on a communications role and help us with that. You could, you know, take on an equipment manager role, which is basically inventory and making sure things are up to date and telling the board what you need. And again, those are roles that don't take a lot of hours of your time, but they're so valuable and important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are roles that obviously on the board do take up a little bit more time. You know, something like a head club referee during the summer is quite busy, right? They have to organize, make sure that there's coverage at all the games. Again, that is a role where it's not necessary to have specific soccer experience, because you're doing a lot of coordination. However, it's great if you're a referee and you have that experience, because then you can sympathize with what your refs might be telling you. But it's not a necessity that somebody needs that experience for that kind of a position.
That's fair. Now, to be fair, the head club referee has announced that he'd like to come back, even though his role is up for a vote, up for election right now. So you don't need to, that's not a role we really need. What we really need is a secretary, and more than anything right now, and even a treasurer would be great, even though we have one who's helping out. His time is also past. He needs a break from his volunteering. He's been around for a while. And definitely the non-voting roles, which don't require you to attend a lot of meetings or anything, which is the communications coordinator and the equipment manager. Those are valuable roles that would really help support the people who are putting that extra time in, like Dave was talking about. Now, that being said, we've got about 3 minutes before our break. So let's go into something quick. What is going on as far as the AGM and the video? How can people get involved?
So we'll be hosting, I believe it's a Zoom meeting that people can register. I don't think you'll need to actually register. You might, but we'll send out a link to our membership, then you'll be able to attend.
Yeah,
I'll be the host of the meeting, so I will give a little bit of a presentation for what the club's done in this past year and how we've coped with the challenges. You know, what's going on with our summer and winter programs, and where Ontario soccer is headed in the future for the short term.
Yeah,
people will be able to get a chance to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's a time at the AGM where we really hope to have the membership give us feedback to tell us, you know, if we're doing a good job, if they approve. It's also one of the times when at the AGM when we make decisions and our membership has a vote at the table.
So, yes.
You know, we often review policy changes that have come in the past year and are seeking ratification for the club as a standard. And that's an opportunity for our membership to participate, see what those are, give back feedback, and vote for or against those types of changes. There should be a good presentation, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, being virtual, there won't be any sort of beverages or drinks. Although, you know, make a cup of coffee, sit down and relax, kick your feet up.
order yourself a pizza.
Yeah, order yourself a pizza.
And if you're interested, hit up huntsvillesoccer.ca. Learn so much more about the club there. Or if you want to learn more about how to get involved in the AGM or stand for one of our positions, send our administrator Graham an email, administrator@huntsvillesoccer.ca, or you can hit a link through the website, which is easy. So we're going to take a quick break. Our sponsors on 88.7 FM The Bay need to get their word in, which we love them and grateful for them. If you're listening to this on the podcast online, muskokaunlimited.com, thank you for that. We'll be right back. Keep listening. Okay, welcome back to the show. You're listening to the podcast, Muskoka Unlimited. David Kaplan, my awesome friend. If you don't know who you're listening to, you should have been here at the start of the show, or go back and listen to it if you're listening to it online. Next up, I wanted to talk a little bit about the future of soccer in Huntsville. I know right now there's a lot, like the immediate future is kind of unknown because of everything happening, so we're not going to talk about that. Eventually, we know there'll be either a vaccine or good treatments for this virus, and therefore we will get back to some level of normalcy in terms of sports, as we are starting to see sports coming back a little and little bit more and more. From your perspective, what does the future of soccer in our community look like?
So what I would love to see, you know, post-pandemic is, you know, a full return to being able to participate in soccer at its fullest. Currently, Ontario Soccer is in what's called Phase 2, which really restricts what clubs cannot do. So we are not really encouraged to run programs right now.
Yep.
There are some restrictions if we do want to run programs. But Phase 3 of Ontario Soccer's plan is that return to full training, which would entail our rep programs being able to start back up, and any kind of like inter-club play would be allowed again. So in the future, hopefully everything returns to normal. We can start that, get back to our regular summer program, which we really missed this year.
Yeah,
I think it's incredibly important for people of all ages to be involved in sport, which is a big reason why we have such a great adult program as well. And, you know, I know people are missing it. They're really missing it this year. And getting back and getting that mental health and that social interaction back, I think, is incredibly important. You know, we have to be extra careful right now.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the future, that's going to grow. We are always trying to expand and grow the club. The last few years have been, up to this year, have been pretty good for our membership. We are a club in our district that has maintained steady membership, and we have good numbers coming out. Our adult program, for example, is generally always full, which has been a fantastic bright spot to this. There aren't many adult programs where there are as many adults as involved in our community as our soccer club program. So
no, and it is good, and hands on as the adult coordinator past few years myself. I can tell you, the adults in this community really step up. And, you know, I mean, yourself, Dave, you used to do the role. You grew the program. It was pretty small when you took it over. You grew it. We had Kate step in for a little bit, and then it stagnated. Then I stepped in, and it grew again. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, love did. You, love it you, did. Kate.
Credit where credit's due.
And we grew it again. And the indoor program for adults has been great. The summer program, and they get involved, and they're excited, and they're always asking, when are we playing next? And this year's been so tough to tell them we're not doing it because of the situation. If you do see people playing out there, anyone who's listening, there are some small programs running, very small, due to the situation where there were some number limits and player limits, that we basically have first come first serve for certain age groups at certain levels, and only when we had enough coaches and volunteers to actually run them, because the amount of red tape and bureaucracy and safety procedures we had to go through to run even those four programs was quite intensive, and there just wasn't enough volunteers to do more than what we were doing. So please don't feel left out. We did our best to do what we could for the people we could do it for. So just letting everybody know that. I don't want anyone to feel left out. I know there was lots of people who were missing it. Believe me, we tried. It's hard to see it because you don't see it behind the scenes, but we tried.
Yeah, absolutely.
We tried to do more, so...
Yeah, and I would like to see, you know, our rep program, which has been steady for the last little while. I'd say it's on a little bit of an upward. We have had, unfortunately, no teams run this year. But, you know, often our rep players are the ones that are most diehard soccer. They want to play. And,
yeah.
You know, for a lot of those kids, I coached the U14 team this year. And, you know, I know a lot of them were really sad to miss out on that soccer this year. So in the future... You know, let's keep pushing forward. Let's keep trying to show that Huntsville is a great competitive town where we've got lots of great players. You know, our teams do compete against teams from the south, you know, yeah. The Barrie, the Bradfords, the Innisfils, and, you know, we do quite well against those teams. And, you know, the last season when we had an actual season, you know, we had several of our teams come out top of the Huronia District Soccer League. So yeah. It was... great to see that Huntsville, you know, the little town that could go down and beat the big dogs down south, who have, you know, thousands of kids in their programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see Huntsville continue that trend.
And yeah, that means more you getting your kids involved at an early age and right from the start. And we'll just keep growing. And it's a great sport. Even if your kid is a hockey player in the winter or a basketball player in the winter, soccer is a great sport for their training and for footwork and for awareness and for their development. And there's lots of transferable skills to the other sports. So consider that as a good option as well for you if you're looking for something for your kids to do in the summer that's more than just sitting and playing video games or twiddling their thumbs. That being said, I want to move to the winter. I want to move to there's two things I think we really need, which is lights on one of our fields. We only have about 5 minutes left to talk about this, but we'll go quick. So I truly think we need lights on one of our fields, preferably Conroy Park, which is our turf, artificial turf field off of Brunel Road. Everybody who is listening that might not be from our town. Could use lights so we could run more programs, and not just us, but lacrosse and track and all kinds of different people could run more programs if we had lights up there at that field. The other thing I really think we really need to do is find someone to partner with as a community or as a club with the town and maybe another partner to build an indoor, a proper indoor field. Because again, the same groups that would use that, and baseball would be included in that, would do some winter training, and lots of user groups would use an indoor field in the winter, and it would be full almost every night. So what are your thoughts on those two things I just mentioned?
Well, I agree. I mean, I have presented in front of the town the idea of putting lights on Conroy. Mm-hmm. It is an artificial turf field. It makes the most sense of all of the fields to put lights on that field, just because, you know, early spring, late fall, when it gets dark early, those are the times when, you know, especially in the spring, where a grass field wouldn't be ready. So even if you had lights on it, the field itself would be waterlogged, you know, unplayable. So putting it on Conroy absolutely makes the most amount of sense. You know, in even, you know, right now it's the end of, you know, middle of September, and by 8 o'clock, it's going to be pretty much unplayable, even 7:30 at this time.
Yeah.
you can't really hold a practice, and you know, unless you're getting your players out at 4 o'clock.
Yes. Which you can't because the high school Monday to Friday has that field booked until 5 o'clock. Just so everybody knows where we're getting at here.
Yeah. We can't even get onto the field. Plus, you know, parents need to be able to get their kids home from school and then get them to the field. So, you know, reasonably starting a practice at those times is just not going to happen. So,
no.
You know, those shoulder seasons is where those lights are going to be most beneficial, for absolutely sure. And as for an indoor facility, yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest struggles that Huntsville and northern teams like Bracebridge and Huntsville and Parry Sound and others is struggle with every year when competing against the towns down south is that they all have indoor facilities.
They train year round.
Yeah, they train on full size fields all year round. They're able to, you know, execute their drills. So come spring, when we're just hitting the field and getting out and starting to train our players, they've already had 6 months of practice.
Yeah,
you know, so it's quite difficult to compete against those teams. So having an indoor facility would be amazing for their competitiveness, but it'd also be amazing for our community and other sports, because you could just have people so much more involved. You know, we do run an adult program, for example. Our adult program in the summer is, you know, 80 to 100 registrations. In the wintertime, we can run in a gym and only have, you know, maybe 26.
Yeah.
So if we had an indoor facility that was larger, you know, you could run and keep those adults moving all around, which is just, you know, great for their health and fitness.
And for seniors, we could do walking soccer, which is a whole nother interview and a whole nother topic. But look it up. Walking soccer is something we've talked about doing for our over 55 people who maybe don't want to run against the youngsters anymore. It's still active. It's still fun. Again, needing a proper indoor facility to actually run a proper walking soccer for that community. And that would be a great winter sport for them when they're not getting out for long walks because the weather's so cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's another thing. Sorry to cut you off. I just want to throw that in there.
That's okay.
But we're kind of the same mind. All right. So we are coming down to the wire for time. So we're not going to ask another question for Dave. I just want everyone to know that I'm very grateful Dave took the time out. He's a very busy man. And I'm very grateful he took the time. So thank you, Dave, for taking the time to hang out with us today.
My pleasure. Appreciate it.
If you're listening to us on 88.7 FM every second Sunday at 7 a.m., if you missed that, MuskokaUnlimited.com, hit the podcast. It's easy. You can download it and listen to it whenever you want. It doesn't have to be right there and then. There you go. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Peace, love, and stay active. Ciao. Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.